the Digital Filipino Talks, and for this episode, we have the entrepreneur behind PinoyDelicacy.com, Mr. Jovel Cipriano. Hi, Jovel.
Hi, Jana.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
As I always biro sa'yo, mukhang hindi ka tumatanda.
Wow, thank you.
Okay. Jovel, of course, you have always been known as the entrepreneur behind PinoyDelicacy.com. Delicious Kasi, as I always remember. Maybe can you give us an update on how Pinoy Delicacy is doing these days?
Well, as everyone knows, Pinoy Delicacy started in 2000 as an online store.
Mm-hmm.
We ventured into distribution into different countries. We now have about 14 countries where we ship our products in bulk. And now we are actually carrying our own brand for several products. Like for the dried fish, I carry Pinoy Delicacy brand, and for the dried mangoes, we are now doing private labeling.
Mm-hmm.
I named it Just Mango. We are now selling it in Switzerland and in Japan.
Mm. From online store, how many years did it take you to get into online distribution?
Probably after 3 years, I was into online distribution already. The first 3 years, I was into brick and mortar. I was into heavy on retail, online retail specifically. I even put up my own physical store during that time.
Mupunta pa ako na para bumili.
Yeah. But over time, I realized that there's more money in exports.
Okay.
So, having identified one good client in the U.S., I started exporting in bulk, and then from then on, I now ship to several other countries.
Mm-hmm. Since you're now distributing to 14 countries, can we say that you were able to build like what 2 to 3 country distribution sites per year, in a sense?
No, there are cases that I had like 4 in a year and just maintained it over time.
Mm-hmm. But don't you encounter problems also, in a sense that some people, they partner and to get into this business, and of course you end up resolving all of these export issues, because I remember Filipino delicacies are not easy to export to begin with. So
yes.
How did you hurdle that challenge, and I mean also the relationship, and were there any challenges also in maintaining the relationship?
It's not that easy, especially on the export side. You have to deal with the clearance of the goods in the other side of the country. And there's also issues in business relationships, the people you deal with. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of those a few years back, and you need to learn how to resolve those issues. There's a case that I had a shipment, and my shipment has to be put on hold for like more than a month.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are issues in traditional exporting. And there are small distributors that are eager to partner with you for a while, then eventually disappears, no?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the 14 distributors that I have has been with me for at least 2 years already. I have 4 who's been with me for the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just maintain these clients.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn in so far as getting distributors are concerned? What are the lessons there? Like, for instance, if I have a product now and I would like to export to other countries and get resellers, what should I look for in a distributor?
You have to dig deeper. You need to do an audit, no?
Mm-hmm.
Try asking about the background of the company you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes working with a person works compared to working with an entity.
Okay.
So it all depends on the relationship, and of course you need to know more about the company before you get into a partnership with them.
So when you say get to know more about the company, are you looking at liquidity or track record? Honesty in business? What exactly do you look for?
Those are some factors that you need to take into consideration. It's more of the character of the person. How he does business. You know, there are cases that you will not always deliver on time.
Okay.
You know, it's the positive attitude of even the distributors into adapting to those types of problems.
We're talking about people who are flexible in conducting their business, and at the same time, using problems to learn more and proactively resolving them rather than making negative issues out of it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I had a case that there are a few boxes that were broken in the shipment.
Mm-hmm.
I had one client that they made an issue out of it. So instead of them doing an issue out of it, it's better for us to communicate and resolve the problem together.
Okay. How did you get into private labeling and branding? A lot of people would just prefer selling known brands, but in this case, you ventured into creating your own label. What pushed you to it?
Okay, I've made some of my partners very rich already. The likes of a known brand of dried mangoes. I've been working with them for the past 11 years now.
Okay.
And I'm promoting their products. There are some countries, like for example in Europe, London, they don't even know the brand.
Yes.
So this is the perfect market for me to create my own brand and start building a brand on its own in those types of countries. But you know, Filipinos still go look for these types of products like 7D, R&M, known brands of dried mangoes.
But of course, in the international market, I guess the market is more liberal, no?
Yes, yes. And like I say, dried mangoes will be sellable anywhere. No?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what brand you carry, as long as you deliver good quality dried mangoes. And people love Philippine dried mangoes.
Are there lessons learned in branding and private labeling that we should note of? I mean, a lot of people say that when you private label, you are also exposing yourself to risk in a sense that perhaps you are the original supplier and you help them build that private label, and then later on they might start getting the products from someone else. Is that a valid concern or a valid worry?
Oh, for an entrepreneur, the better that you create your own brand.
Okay.
Because your brand stands alone on the internet, so you better have a good one. And like in my case, Just Mango clicked in Switzerland. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that creating my own brand will actually make it in the international market. Although we're shipping to a small territory, but the orders are continuous.
Mm-hmm. Jova, since you're dealing with the distributors, you're dealing with physical stores now, would you say that somehow you're no longer concerned on how the internet is evolving in a sense on how, like right now, everybody's embracing social media, they're doing this, they're doing that. Do you still have time to embrace those, or do you still need them, or is this kind of business, exporting, forming online distribution, does not really concern this type of platforms for promotion?
For the past, say, 6 years, I laid low on social media.
Okay.
But this 2011, I need to come in and take advantage of this new technology. If you ask me how important digital media is, it's still very important because most of my clients right now I met online.
Uh-huh.
No,
okay.
It's just I don't really do online transactions. However, it's a tool for me or an avenue for me to go meet these buyers.
Okay.
And distributors.
So what platform do you think will be your choice for social media?
Oh, of course, Facebook is there.
Okay. For the business, what are your plans for 2011?
Oh, okay. I've diversified so far.
Mm-hmm.
I've been known for online retail of food products. My existing buyers are looking for more products that's Philippine made. Like, for example, this first quarter, I'll be launching Trava Bag and Trava Mat.
Mm-hmm.
No, I use the brand name Trava because I get the products from a small town in Negros named Calatrava.
Mm.
So they manufacture or they produce hand-woven native products like the modern bayong and bani.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No? And Trava Mat, I'm sure, will be a hot item this first quarter.
Maybe so just a side question. Apart from dried mangoes, what are the other products that are really hot for exports online insofar as delicacies are concerned?
It will always be dried mangoes and dried fish.
Dried fish.
It's an undying craving
and
for the
dried fish. Dried fish, we're talking about danggit?
Danggit and pusit.
Sila pa rin. Talaga
sila pa rin.
Solid pa rin tayo.
Oh, I call them my champions.
The champion
dried mangoes and dried fish.
Okay, so Jove, all the best to your endeavors. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you everyone for joining.